But I don't seek wars. I've been through them. I've been in battle. I've seen friends die in battle.
And you would reject any characterization of...
No, I can't do very much of that, because you can get into the cell phones, right, and you can repeat again and again that I'm a warmonger. Remember what
indiscriminate,
they...
Indiscriminate, sometimes used.
Yeah, indiscriminate. We're as discriminating as surgical as any army has ever been in history, not only with the beepers and not only with those leaders in Iran and not only...
But in Lebanon and in Gaza.
In Lebanon and Gaza, yes. We do everything we can to avoid it. We've killed 2,000 terrorists now since the beginning of the... of the roaring lion, epic fury, and we've been very careful to target them. But it's, you know, if people say that you're a warmonger, and they repeat it ad nauseum, you know, it assumes the cachet of self-evident truth, and that's what's happening. You get into their cell phone. You get the bots to repeat it. You show a picture here, a picture there of a tragedy. For us in Israel, every civilian death is a tragedy. For our enemies, it's a strategy. They implant themselves among civilians, you know, so that they have civilian casualties and they can put it on the tube or in your cell phone. So yes, I mean, I don't know how to fight it. I mean, Churchill, without cell phones and without digital campaigns and farm bots, was labeled a warmonger in the 1930s because he said you have to stand up to Hitler. And they accused him of being a warmonger. And Hitler didn't even say death to America, death to Britain, you know. I think he might have planned it, but he didn't say it. And still they accused him of that.
And he won the war and lost the re-election.